Okay, is there anything that we need to talk about? Or any questions anyone has?
Дорогой Гуру Махарадж, спасибо вам большое прежде всего за ваше гостеприимство, за внимание, за заботу.
Yeah, Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for your hospitality, for your care.
Я хотела спросить у вас, меня зовут Наталья from Kiev, Ukraine, and I would like to, I'm 37, and now I have some service in Kiev temple, and four days on a week, and I get more and more service, and I'm really happy about it. But I haven't my own family. I haven't husband and children. I really would like to have my family and to serve them. And my main question is, how can I get deeper my spiritual practice, and how can I make a priority between the service and what I have to do now. I have to
go deeper
on the practice, or try to concentrate on the make a family.
How old are you?
37.
I'm 37.
37.
Thank you.
37. So, a little late for family, 37.
I understand. I have family, but I... I had family and husband 6 years ago. We divorced. We live 6 years and no children. I make a false because I make career. Yes, I worked on international insurance company and put it as my priority to
earn money. That's something in terms of practicality of family. You have counselor there? You have counselor?
Yes, it's not, I don't know how it is explained. It's a старшая преданная. It is all the devotees. But she also single, and I take some advance from her. She gives me additional service, more and more.
Shami hai kelaviz nam hustada vizat. So that's a practicality that should be a priority, and it's obviously something that's time bound. You can't put off family forever. 37 is not the end of the world, but still you need to make it a priority if you want to have children. And that's something that you need to work on with counselor, older, with temple leaders. You need to find a suitable husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts, and which means it has to be a Vaishnava.
Mm-hmm.
We already have experience of husbands when they're not Vaishnavas. So
yes.
That you don't want to repeat. And sure, it's a natural thing for women to have families and children. Something else?
Dear Maharaj, can I, could I write you if I have some global questions, for example? Can I write you due to email?
Say that again.
She's asking if she can write you an email if she has global questions.
Global question, general question.
General question, yes. Sorry for my English. I try to do it.
Well, better letters, because emails are just, I rarely communicate
mm-hmm.
with disciples with emails, because my emails are really mostly for my GVC things
mm-hmm.
and other correspondence. But letters, you can write letters, that's good.
Okay, thank you so much.
When are you all leaving?
Close to 2 now.
Uh-huh. Okay, what if you just wait downstairs? Well, you're all here?
No, it's just me.
Oh. Okay. Well, come in. You can come in if you want.
Sorry?
I said you can come in if you want. Hasn't been very good the last couple of years, just because I've been so overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
with doing other things. But I plan to answer it, and I'm usually been quite good.
Учеников, которые читают пранаму, и они хотят правильно установить отношения с духовным учителем.
She has a question about disciples who are chanting pranama mantra.
И хотят установить правильные
отношения. They want to make right
proper
relationships with the Guru Maharaj.
И первый вопрос, который возникает, как они могут понять, что вы духовный учитель, довольны их служением?
The first question is how disciples can understand if Guru Maharaj is happy with their service.
Well, if they're following the principles nicely and chanting nicely and and interacting with their authorities to help service wherever they are, then that's our general formula for success in Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other we want to satisfy the Vaishnavas. And Krishna. And Krishna is satisfied by nice spiritual practice and by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission.
Следующий вопрос, который хотят узнать ученики. Служение, которое они выполняют по шастрам, должно быть благословлено духовным учителем. Каким образом они должны получить это благословение?
Second question is the service they're doing has to be blessed by Guru Maharaj and
have to speak loud.
The service they're doing has to be blessed by Guru Maharaj according to Shastras.
Mm-hmm. No,
in what way it has to be done, they want to know how it has to be.
I don't need to be involved or know what devotee service is.
Он не может вникать в служение каждого преданного.
Whatever service that they do according to what their local authorities say, that's fine.
Несмотря на то, что они делают, для этого есть местные авторитеты.
Don't give me any more work than I already have.
Say again, please.
I said, don't give me any more work than I already have.
Не давайте ему больше работы, чем у него есть.
Следующий вопрос. Если вы хотите получать какую-то информацию о своих учениках, то в какой форме и как часто это вам нужно, если нужно?
The next question is, if you want to receive information about your disciples, in what form it has to be presented to you?
And как часто?
And how often?
Either disciples write themselves, of course I don't always know what's going on if they're the ones who are writing, but it would be good if devotees' counselors get a report once a year. That would be good. actually, if I get a brief report, although in all practicality, it'll probably end up being too much. If I think of all the devotees, for instance, outside of Hungary, then it may end up being a lot. I may not end up being able to do it. I can meet devotees once a year, and just like if I go to festival where they come here, and then that way I can get a good idea of how devotees are. Otherwise, again, it will be something that's not going to work practically. Shri Krishna, 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 Shri Krishna,